Chapter 6. By Wednesday, 8 days after his initial conference with Charlotte Buchanan in Chip Arundel's office, Rep's mood had just about returned to its customary equilibrium and placid contentment. His nastygram to Point West had gone out Tuesday, putting the ball in the bad guy's court until at least sometime next week. He'd send a message to Mixler later in the day, reminding him that he still owed Rep a copy of the movie treatment for And Done to Others Harm. And he'd told Buchanan to come up with a copy of the manuscript that Deltra Deesh had used for her multiple submissions. That figured to keep her busy for a few more days anyway. All in all, Rep didn't see any reason why he couldn't spend the rest of this week practicing real law instead of worrying about sullen heiresses and second-rate mysteries. His gait as he passed his secretary's desk at 8:40 a.m. was his customary purposeful stride rather than the uncertain shuffle he'd caught himself lapsing into recently. Debbie, if the trademark samples from Cremona Pizza don't come in with this morning's Federal Express delivery, please remind me to rattle their cage about it, he told the efficient young woman. I think the messengers brought it by in the early morning run, she called after him. They put a package on your chair. It was damp, so I put some ABA journals under it.
Damp? Rep muttered jauntily. They didn't send whole pizzas instead of just the labels, did they? This may turn into a value billing situation.
The brown carton on his chair was indeed wet at the edges and near sodden on the bottom, not to mention more than a little ripe. As soon as he picked it up, Rep knew it hadn't come from Cremona Pizza. Whoever sent this had used ordinary mail and hadn't included a return address. The box was tough, with no perforations or other invitations to easy opening. When Rep finally got the end flap pulled off and began to work the contents out, his first thought was, why some idiot...